USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
During her trip to Central America this week, Vice President Kamala Harris told migrants not to come to the U.S.'s southern border, a statement that has received backlash from progressive Democrats. But Representative Henry Cuellar backs the Vice President's message, saying that the U.S. can't invite the entire world to come in. The Texas Democrat tells CNN it's important to enforce a system of legal immigration at the border.
If you ask an immigration judge, usually if you have 100 people asking for asylum, 88% are going to be rejected. So why are we letting everybody in? Why not find a way to do this at the border, give people their day in court? The ones that are supposed to come in, we say bienvenidos. And the other ones, I'm sorry, but you got to be returned back to your country. We got to have we can't have chaos at the border, just having people coming in.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott announced several initiatives earlier this week to help deal with the situation on its southern border. One of these plans involves building a wall along that border with Mexico. Governor Abbott promised more details on the plan next week. Valverde County Sheriff Joe Frank Martinez believes that a completed border wall would be a first step in protecting his community. He tells Fox News that a wall in his sector of the border would allow him to move his department's resources back to everyday law enforcement.
Well, it helps us for this particular wall here that is unfinished, as you well know. You know, if he'll come in and just put this back the way it was or finish this little piece, that'll alleviate our resources. We don't have to be here because, as you can tell, that they're climbing over it, they're crawling under it. So it would help us, you know, put in a wall beyond these two points that we have here. You know, a mile in each direction will help protect our community and put people beyond that wall. So it would help us a little bit.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Florida school documents the pandemic through the eyes of children. Mike Fortier reports.
When students returned to in-person classes at Umatilla Elementary School in Central Florida, they were asked to write down their experiences while under lockdown. Their stories were combined into a book called Through Their Eyes. School media specialist Loretta Vroman reads one excerpt.
It is hard for my family to think that people are losing everything in life. I am sorry for them, and people are dying every single day. There are a lot of cases around the world, and that is sad.
The book proved popular among parents, and soon grandparents and others were asking for copies. The school complied, and Vroman tells Orlando's News 6 they even put a copy of the book into a time capsule.
They were concerned that people in the future will not know what happened. Many times I've been asked, what if people forget? How can we make sure people don't forget?
That time capsule also includes masks and a UV light. It's set to be opened in 20 years. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And forecasters say that a record heat wave is coming next week. Wendy King has more.
The National Weather Service has issued excessive heat watches and warnings for parts of Central and Southern California, Southern Nevada, and Western and Southern Utah and Arizona. The alerts will last all week long. In Washington and Oregon, a slow-moving storm system will keep the coastal areas of the Northwest cool through the week. The risk for wildfire will increase during the heat wave. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naran.